come in before he said. That was a long time ago now. The shade of the tree had moved far over the lawn. Every time I looked at the house, I got a stomachache.
I have to pee, I whispered.
Me too.
Several petals fell through the air. In the distance, a cow bellowed, a long wailing sound that hung long over the flat fields with yellow winter rapeseed and newly sprouted peas. I closed my eyes. I wished I could fall asleep, but my eyes kept opening, like my little sister's doll when you sat it up.
Maybe he forgot about us,
I whispered.
Maybe.
I looked at the house again, the dark windows, the closed door. With every gust of wind, it looked as if the house was bristling. There were vines all over the red bricks, large, deep green leaves with white streaks that resembled veins. The house had almost completely disappeared. It made me think of when we were smaller and we would bury each other in the sandbox, the feeling of not being able to breathe. The leaves lifted again. I couldn't stop looking at the house and the closed door. The stomach ache got worse and my feet walked over there of their own accord. The blood rushed as I took the handle. There was no lock, and even though I was terrified, I stepped inside. The incense sticks had been burning since yesterday morning. Still, there was a pungent smell in the house. My fingertips stroked the raw brick wall in the hallway. I didn't dare turn on the light. I walked on tiptoes, striving to step on the right floorboards, past closed umbrellas and velour shoes with thin straps. It was dim here. All the curtains were drawn. A creak. I froze. Saw that my foot had stepped on the wrong spot. There was a faint hiss, like someone breathing, and I thought of sleeping dragons, spirits and monkeys and scaly snakes with the heads of lions. Don't let your imagination run wild. That's what the adults would say if they were here. The incense sticks were patchouli, little sister's favourite. My feet started walking again without my giving them permission. The house was really cold. How had they made it so cold? Outside it was May and the whole garden was in bloom. The kitchen door was ajar. On the stove, blue gas flames whistled under a pot of vegetables. That was the sound I had heard. It smelled burnt. I wanted to turn it off, but I didn't dare. On the living room door hung a drawing of a tiger. It was stuck up with tape. The tiger's teeth were very long. The longer they were, the more forbidden it was to enter. I pressed down the handle as gently as I could. The living room was gone. The only thing I could see were white sheets hanging from ceiling to floor. I squatted and lifted up the edge of the sheet. My stomach sank when I spotted her. I hadn't heard the slightest sound of anyone in here. She sat as quiet as a mouse on the sofa. Only her hands moved. She was folding paper flowers, white, pink, and red. She did it quickly and without looking up. My heart was pounding as I sat under the edge of the sheet. I couldn't stop looking. Her hair. It was so long. I had never seen it hang loose. It was black and shiny and just as beautiful as the collages in our fairy tale book. I had never seen Mother look like this before. She lifted her head and spotted me. Electrified seconds passed as we stared at each other. She laid down a half-finished flower and came over with quick steps. "Haven't I told you that you're not allowed in here?" She pushed me back through the hall. Her nightgown was crumpled and she was barefoot on the cold floor. "Your food is burning," I said. She pushed me out into the garden without answering. There was a click as the lock was turned. I ran around the house to the kitchen window. Mother's hand came into view as she set it on the latch. I could smell the burnt vegetables. The curtains moved slightly in the wind, and I tiptoed over to the open window to look inside. Mother was poking around the pot with a bamboo spoon. She picked up something that looked charred, stood for a while looking at it.